The original film was Bedtime Story with Marlon Brando and David Niven.
No.
Yes, same plot line. Two con men who decide to see who could swindle the most money out of a woman. And that's basically the storyline that got remade as Dirty Rotten Scoundrels with Michael Caine and Steve Martin.
And now it's going to be on the stage of Sioux City Community Theater as a musical.
That's right.
Now, how did that happen?
Well, the creative team that put the musical together seemed to have a sweet spot for finding small comedies and bringing them to life as big Broadway musicals, because before this, they did The Full Monty. It's the same creative team behind The Full Monty. And they have this great knack for finding a small film and finding those moments where the song should go and enhancing the comedy of the film on a big Broadway number. And they're brilliant.
So as director, how are the rehearsals going?
Oh, it's awesome. We're having a great time. Yeah. I directed the show 3 years ago at North High. We did the Siouxland amateur premiere was actually at North High. And my challenge as a director has been taking it to a more personal setting, the intimate setting of the community theater where the front row is 3 feet away from the stage. And we don't have a curtain and we don't have fly space and changing the way we do the show from vertical and lots of curtains to this intimate setting and converting the set pieces that have to always be on stage but have to transform and go away without really leaving and the magic of theater. And it's a different way of doing it, and it's a huge challenge, but I think we're doing a really good job at pulling that off.
Well, it must be a great story because it was a wonderful film, and mm-hmm. now it's going to be translated onto the stage.
The music is so funny, and it's so creative and witty, and if you're one of those people that likes wordplay, oh, this show is just right up your alley. It's got that English sensibility about the English language and puns, and it's just so clever and witty. We laugh our way through rehearsal every night. It's wonderful.
Now, the setting is the French Riviera. This mm-hmm. is an ensemble cast. Tell us a little bit about the storyline.
The setting is Lawrence is the Michael Caine character. He's the established con man who pretends to be a prince who's fallen out of power and trying to regain his throne and financing it through the jewelry and other valuables of older women who are on vacation on the French Riviera. And they suddenly have a cause to support.
So
kind of like a pledge drive, but
oh, I get that. So is it sort of it's the fast comedic timing that we associate English theater and comedy, mistaken identities, people coming out of closets.
No, it's not a farce. It's him pretending to be someone else and conning them, and then we meet the second con man who has a much lower bar. He settles for $20. If he can score $20 a day, he's successful. And he discovers the other man's con and asks him to teach him, or he will expose him. And so they work together and put on a bigger con, and eventually there's a bet as to the first one who can con a lady out of $50,000 wins.
And who's in your cast?
We have Wayne Bloom as Lawrence. He's the established con artist. Tony Tran, he's kind of new to the community theater. Wayne Bloom was the director of the last show at the community theater, the Run for Your Wife. Tony was in that show for him. He's playing Freddie, the drifter con artist. And the target is a character called Christine, and that's played by Shelby Book, who was also in Run for Your Wife. So we've got a nice little trio of people who have worked together for several weeks on two different projects, and their chemistry is really great.
And the show will open on Thursday, March 13th. Right. People will have plenty of opportunities to see
the
show.
Three full weekends. But don't wait.
Don't wait.
Please come early and help us get the word out about how fantastic it is.
Absolutely. Did I ask you, is it set in present day?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's current times at the French Riviera, so we don't have to worry about period piecing but the script doesn't even mention cell phones or anything like that, so it's not really an issue for us. Okay. It just goes straight into the story, and you just follow right along.
Was this a fun show to costume?
Oh, yeah. We've got an ensemble of eight people who each have 5-6 costume changes. I mean, they are their hotel staff, their casino patrons, their maids and butlers and cowboys and what? they're very busy backstage.
And what about the set?
The set is multifunctional. It has to serve to take care of 4 or 5 settings at one time. So we have kind of a transformer thing going on. Things fold up, go away, come back. It's been a big challenge, but it's really a good show.
Well, I don't want to call you a fixture, but you are kind of a fixture of Sioux City Community Theater. You've been on, you've been directing, you've done virtually everything there.
I've done a lot out there. I have appeared in the last 10 years, I think I've done 32 shows on stage. But I looked up my calendar. I haven't directed out there in quite a while. It's been several years since I've had the opportunity to direct because I was so busy being on stage, I think. But now I direct 2 shows a year at North High. It's part of their program. And it seems like the directing is coming more and more my way.
So you're directing Dirty Rotten Scoundrels at Community Theater, and you're directing another show at the same time?
Yes.
What were you thinking, Tim?
That's just the way the calendar set up. We're March 19th, we also have the Addams Family opening at North High.
Wow. Yeah.
But it's not that hard. It's just like getting off work at 5:30 for everybody else who goes out and volunteers at the community theater. I have rehearsal for the kids at North High immediately after school, and we're done about 5:30, and then I go just like everybody else goes over to the community theater and volunteers.
What do you do when you're not at the theater?
I have no answer for that.
You have.
I haven't had a break from theater for quite a while. I'm worried about what I'm going to be doing in my spare time in April beyond cleaning out my DVR.
Wow. Well, we hope people will come out and embrace this great show.
Oh, it is a wonderful show. The music is memorable. You will go home humming something from this show. It's fantastic.
So Thursday, March 13th, performances will run through the 29th. Lots of chances to see Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. And, you know, I just love saying that. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. How fun is that?
Tickets are $15, and you can reserve them online at scctheater.org.
All right. Well, Tim, as we like to say in the theater, break a leg.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming out this morning.
Thanks for having me.
We've been speaking with Tim Hess, who is directing Sioux City Community Theater's production of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. And I'm Gretchen Gondek for FM 90.